I did not know if there was a parent in the nest, and I didn't yet dare look into it at night to find out, because that would alarm a parent if one was there. The skin over the hatchling's eyes had not yet parted, but they would have reacted to almost any vibration by stretching their scrawny necks to beg for food. On the night of July 4th, when I was fairly sure no parent was with them, I finally did check several times, and there was indeed never any adult present, but they were as noisy as before. By July 5th, their eyes were starting to open. They still bleated occasionally at night, but the sounds were softer and their piping choruses were separated by long silences. After a few more days, they began to be quiet all night long. The parents' hygiene behavior at the nest changed, too. At first, they had picked up and swallowed the young's feces. By the fifth day, the poops were the size of hazelnuts and wrapped in neat membrane-bound packages. The parents no longer ate these fecal packets, but picked them up and carried them out of the nest. The baby's necks seemed grotesquely long and snake-like, even before their eyes had opened. And the instant an adult blocked the light at the nest entrance, all their heads shot up, and in a chorus of scratchy, churring voices, they begged to be fed. The parents delivered food by thrusting their bills into their offspring's gaping mouths and vibrating their heads in a jackhammer-like pumping motion as they regurgitated food deep into their offspring's throats. Each such transfer took about 2 seconds, and during any one visit, the parent might make a dozen or more transfers, distributed to several chicks. In the melee of weaving heads, I had no way of knowing how much food was being transferred or how many times any one chick was fed. This bill-into-mouth feeding protocol also made it nearly impossible for me to see what kind of food the parents brought to their young. But occasionally I saw spill along the sides of their bills during food transfer, and it seemed to be white rice-like objects. To find out what it was, I followed a standard ornithological method of assessing birds' food. I moved the chicks from the nest to a dark box, loosely wrapped rings of pipe cleaner around the necks of two of them, and replaced them in the nest. Now, after the two ringed chicks were fed, the food would be detained in their mouths rather than immediately swallowed. Seconds after one of the pipe cleaner babies was fed, I retrieved it and checked the contents of its mouth. A bolus consisting of 140 larvae, 29 pupae, and 47 adult ants. That sample may or may not have been numerically representative of all payloads these flickers brought back to the nest and fed to one chick, nor were the 32 trips the parents made on one day.